We're up to Kumla Black Gemara. Chav Chesam at Beis and the bottom of my cotton, and we'll finish today Mitzvah and start Chagiga. It says the Gemara, 5 lines at the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yechav Yechav said, "Ein menachmi rashayin leimer." We said this yesterday. Those who console an oval are not permitted to say. Achayitach oval until the oval gives permission that they should say something to him. Shneim said by Iyev, "Achre kain pasach Iyev as piyev ahadar." That Iyev opened his mouth and then they started talking. And then they started saying, and his friends started to speak to him. From Eev, I will learn other things from Eev. How do you know an Ovel should be the head of the table? Shenemar, it says, I'll select my ways. The Eshev, I will sit Roish in the head of the table. The Eshkun, I will sit there. Kamela, but do like a king who's running his battalion. Kasha, Avelim, Yanchem, Yenachem. Like the Avelim, you're being Menachem. From here, not talking about the oval, but talking about those on Menachem the oval. It sounds like those on Menachem the oval, the ones are sitting Ebenon. Even though it says Yenachem Yinochem Ksiv, the one who's on the receiving end, Yinochem sits like a melech. So what were you saying? They were. Only one day it says they were. If Eve was Eden, his friends were Eden. The three friends he had. That's one day. And actually, in the Gemara, one day the Gemara says Eitz is Eve.
The Rashi brings that in Parashat Shlach.
But it comes from more about Basra.
But not only that, it was Moshe Rabbeinu when he took the crown of power.
Yeah. It's all one thing. The Gemara has 8 days. One of them is that. The rest is a goy. Well, the rest is a yid. And if he was a yid, then his three close friends were all yid as well. No, I'm talking about Eve's three close friends. We learn from here, it says, Vesar Mirzach Seruchim. So we taich, Vesar, you should get rid of, normally taich, Vesar, you should get rid of the Mirzach Seruchim, the fowl. We taich, Vesar, from the word sar, an officer, that Mirzach is an oval from the word mar and zach, bitter and zach, he's removed from the world, and Vesar, he becomes a sar. Seruchim. So the sar mizach seruchim, that the mizach becomes a sar, treating like a king. Nasa sarlus seruchim. Amar Rav Chama Achrinah Menayin, talking about who sit even on Menayin lochasan shemaisa berosh. I know chasan sits in head table. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk Yishai says kachasan Abish is happy kachasan yichayin peed like a chasan they should go and crown him in splendor. So we dash ma koyin berosh just like koyin. It says yichayin peed. We treat like a coin. Just like a coin sits always in the head of the table. Chasim Rosh. Chasim is always the head of the table. Weird when your coin is the head. V'choyin, gufim, and all how you know. The time you learned. The Torah of Shmuel, the Kiddush Toy, it says in the Pasuk, you should make him holy. L'chol Dovah Shebekdusha. Everything holy, he should be first. L'vtoyach Rishon, he should be first. When you come calling for an Aliyah, he's first. U'levadech Rishon, and he benching, you should honor him first. Or when it comes to Hamoitzi, and you have to be Moitzi, everybody, he can do it as well. The little money of Rishon, he gets the first portion. Taisa says, the Gemara says, somewhere else is pasnish to go to take. What do you mean, the little money of? He says, it doesn't mean to take, it means you give him. But it says little. He has a right to tell the balabos, you see that big portion there? I want that one, give it to me. So he doesn't physically take it, but he can, it's as if he took it because he tells the balabos, I'm the coin. You give me the nicest chicken, piece of chicken there. Omar b'chinina, said b'chinina. Kosher yitzias neshama menaguf. That the neshama exits the body, it's painful. Like this rope with a knot that goes out of the hook, which basically you have to squeeze it out. The neshama doesn't want to leave, you have to squeeze it out. Rabbi Yechon Amar kepeture b'fi veshet. Like not with the knots, but you have a rope that goes two hooks on the end of the ships and you have to pull it through.
Why even though before
we
had
because
yesterday the
we had 2 days.
Yes, he had two. He had 2 days. One either here from the milk.
They
that's
said
a big.
It was very easy.
Yeah, but that was the other guy Davin. The other Davin's him, and the other one said it wasn't as easy as here from milk. It was like taking a piece out, also a rope out. But I guess from different madrigas. The shikim means there's no feel at all. So the less pain there is, the bigger the tzaddik. Omer bar chayosa haniftim and ameis. We had a thing more brachas. When you say goodbye to a mace, do not tell the mace. Don't say go in peace, because lishalim means you still have work to do. And the mace, there's 2 ways. There's lishalim and bishalim. Bishalim means it's all over. You finished. You did everything you had to do. Lishalim means go to peace. In other words, you go in and continue working, whatever you're doing, in a peaceful way. So that's why don't say lishalom, because a dead person finished his job. You're telling him he didn't finish it. He has work to do. So you're telling him he cut his life short. It's not a good way of saying it. Bishalom is that his job is over. However, niftim and achai, if you're leaving somebody who's alive still, don't tell him bishalom, your job is over, then he'll pass away. You still have work to do, so you'll live. That's what Avin Ezim was 12 years old, he was dying. The Chiddush Yerim said to his father, said to Avin Ezim's father, this is a Talmud Chacham, he's garnished. And later on, Avin Ezim stood why? Because everyone said he was the biggest unbelievable Talmud Chacham, he would have died right then and there. But because the Koshke Rebbe said he didn't finish his job yet, he still has a lot of work to do. And he said, this is a pshat of Tarfon. They said that he didn't reach Kivud Av Eim even half when he didn't reach. He said, sit on the floor, let his mother stand on his feet. But if he would have said that he did the homeless Kivud Av Eim, he would have passed away. He did what he had to do. So Chachamim said he didn't even do half the job, so therefore he would force him to live. That's what Avin Ezer writes. Okay. Hanifta min hameis, if somebody leaves in hameis, don't say lishalom, lech bishalom, shnem etzis, but I say shnem etzis, but atu tovel avzech, bishalom. Hanifta min hachai, you leave from a living, lo yemel lech bishalom, lech lishalom. He still have work to do. Shari David, sha'am lav shalom. David said shalom, lech bishalom, what happened? Halo in Italy, he ended his life. Yisrei, sha'am lav moishal, lech lishalom, halach vitzliach. Moshe Rabbeinu went stronger from strength to strength. Talking about getting stronger. If your order is, you go straight from davening to have a daf yemishir, or Beis HaMedrash Knesses, or in the winter when you first daf the daf yemishir and then you go to daven. Zeicha mekabel pleishchida. You are zeicha and you mekabel leshchina. Shneimar yelchu. You go mechayil al chayil. You go from strength to strength, from Beis HaMedrash to Beis HaKnesses, or Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash. And you know, Elokim Betzion, you'll see the Eibush today. Amar Rabbi Chiba Lava, we're finishing the Sechta now. Tamid HaChamim, Ein Le Menucha. Tamid HaChamim have no Menucha whatsoever. Afil Lelem Haba, even the world to come, they have no peace. Shenemar, Yelchu Mechayel Ochel, continue going from Madreg to Madreg. You never say, okay, that's it, this is where I will rest in peace. Those things are rest in peace. Yero Elokim Betzion. Hadna Loch, Ve'elem Galchim, Slikolem, Sechta Ma'ikotten. Now we're starting the Sechta Chagigah.
Yeah. Tzion is a higher darga than Yerushalayim, and yet by Tzion it always says a gilui of Shem Elokim, and Yerushalayim, Dvar Hashem, Yerushalayim, Dvar Abaya, it says Abaya in Yerushalayim. The lower thing is the higher Shem. I just mentioned now a pasuk, another pasuk with Elokim and Tzion.
Okay, Chagiga. So Karm Chagiga, we talk about Chagiga, but there's three kabbanas. There's three things. There's the mitzvah of Riyas Ponim, you have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Then there's the mitzvah of Oyla Sri, you got to bring an Oyla when you go, Lo Yerpon HaRekam. And then there's the inyan of Karm Chagiga, which you bring, the Chagiga, I'm sorry, it's called Chagiga, and the inyan of Karm Simcha. Samachta B'Chagach, says the Mishnah. Hakul Chayavim B'Riyah, everyone is Chayiv in the mitzvah of Riyah going to the Beis HaMikdash. Chutz, the only ones who are Chayiv is Chedesh and a Shaita and a Cotton. These three are Potter. We'll see in a minute why. Also, a tumtum and androgynous. A tumtum, we don't know what gender is. Androgynous have both signs. And noshim, women are potter. We'll see later in the Gemara why women are potter. It says kol zechurcha, only males. Ba'avadim she'enam mishachrarim. Ravina will learn that avadim she'enam mishachrarim means that avadim that are not freed. That means that that are not free, even halfway not free. That means that chetzi ever chetzi b'chayin is also potter. And for another reason, okay, Rashi, Hakol Chayim B'Riyah, Rashi learns Riyah means mitzvahs Riyah calls Chorcha. Teisa says whenever it says the word Riyah Stam, it means Kar B'Riyah. Rashi says the word Riyah over here doesn't mean Kar B'Riyah, it means Riyah. Even though Poyl and Halacha, Rashi and Teisa both agree that the potter from, if you potter from Riyah, Koshka, you potter for carbon. How can you bring a carbon if you're not there? So, but Rashi learns Riyah means Riyah, and Teisa learns Riyah means Kar B'Riyah. The Rishalmi argues. Sorry? But why? It doesn't make sense. She'd be chayv in a carbon for seeing the Eibush. If you're personally in a chayv. Rashi's going back a step. They're arguing more in pshat. What does the word riyah mean? Whatever it says riyah. The Yishalmi argue, the Yishalmi holds mefedish that women are chayv in the midst of riyah. They're potter from the carbon riyah. Because they learn pshat in the Mishnah carbon, but not like the Rabbeinu Tam that says that he agrees with Rashi in principle. They say no. Riyah potter. Rashi, Chutz B'Chesh B'Katan, the Lab B'nei Deininu, they're all three potter for the same reason, they don't have Da'as or Pturim Mitzvahs. Hachiga, next part of the Mishnah, Hachiga, somebody's limping, or Asuma, blind person, these are Dinim now specifically to do with Riyah. V'Hachoyle, somebody's sick, all of them have problems, a defect in their walking up there. V'Hazok, an old person, or Misha, Einu Yochel, Lalo, Baraglov, he's not able to walk with his feet. They're all potter because it can be Eile Regel. Eizehu Katan, what's the definition of a child? A child is not somebody under bar mitzvah. because there's still mitzvah chinuch. But kosha einu yachol kunt beshamay lirkei v'al ksefer shalav. He cannot sit on the shoulders of his father. The la leis mirushalayim la rabayis. Even from Yerushalayim, nobody can go. If he cannot go from his hometown to Yerushalayim, don't talk about it. Let's say they live in Yerushalayim. But if he can't, it's about closer. If he cannot make it on his father's shoulder, means very, very young, then he is potter. That's Beshamah. Beisil says, no, a little bit older. Koshen yachol lechus b'yadushalayim. Not on his father's shoulder, but walk and hold his hand. V'lalez m'shalayim l'harabayis. How do I know? Shemem, it says, sholosh regolim. You have to be able to walk by foot. So that's the pattern. That's right. That's right. Now here's a famous Rashi where Rashi argues the most of Shoyim. Rashi says over here, first Achigva Sumekum Galim Galim Sukum Galim. Umicheni Yochel Lals Beragla Mira Shalayim LaAzorim. Like it says here, Harabais. It means LaAzorim. But Gemara Five will explain. Eize Cotton says Rashi. What about above that age? Just say 3 years old. I will Mekan VeElch above 3 or above 4. Af Al Pi SheEinu Chayiv Minatayder. Definitely under the Mizrach Chayiv. He Tilu Chachamim Al Ovi VeAl Imoy LeChan Chay BeMitzvah. So Rashi is Mechadash here that a mother has the mitzvah of chinuch. To the Evan, everybody talks about this Rashi, but in the Gemara knows that we had, if you remember, Yechonish Lokish, they learned Mefedish that the chinuch is only on the father, not on the mother. But we had in the beginning Gemara Sukkah there, about Hiloni Amalka, as well, the Beis on the Beis there, also about that, she was set with, if there's a Mitzvah chinuch in the mother or not, and then the Tosafot showed me how to do Yuma, so on and so forth.
Why don't but we Rashi, from here a chinuch to bring your kids to Shul Mitzvah chinuch?
We'll see later. I'll give them an all from the bottom. From Hakam. Now, Taisa says an interesting thing. Taisa says that when this cotton comes up to the base of English, not only is it chayiv to come up, but he has to bring a carbon ria as well, part of chinuch. But he cannot bring a carbon ria. So he says it's actually a carbon adava. But because it's a carbon adava, he cannot bring it on the first day, because we learn passing the kill, you cannot bring a shaman for sure. You cannot bring an adava on the first day. So when do you bring the adava? On all the other days. But we have a rule, if you don't bring a carbon the first day, you potter the rest. So Taisa says that the reason why, that's talking about a guy's be'etzem potter, he can't walk, and then suddenly he's able to walk. Here, the guy is chai, but the problem is the carbon cannot be brought because of nedava, therefore he could bring. But then Taisa makes a big chiddush. Taisa says here, but l'chayde, how can the child bring a carbon nedava? He can't do smicha. Now, even though we learn other places that smicha is not ma'akir, but Taisa asked the question, he could have answered smicha is not ma'akir. Taisa makes a big chiddush. Taisa says, it doesn't matter if certain details of the mitzvah are missing. Overall, it's chinuch. So Taisa makes a big chiddush here. The Prima Gadim argues with other Achreinim, but they don't bring this Taisa. Taisa says here that chinuch doesn't mean that in every single detail, this answers the big problem about a child. How is he going to be yetzer lulav if you're not allowed to give it to him? And then how is he yetzer? Because once you give it, because it doesn't matter. Don't give it to him. It's a borrowed lulav. So that detail, you can't do. So, he can do.
General Indian.
Exactly. Chinuch does not mean, according to Taisa, every single prat has to be accurate. The overall, you trained him, that's good enough. Big chinuch of Taisa. People don't talk about it, but this is Taisa right here.
There was a divorce case in Monroe a long time ago, and the mother had the children, including her son, and somebody said the ruling was that 18 years old, the son can go to the father for the sake of chinuch.
18 years old?
18 years old.
All right.
Maybe they had different
ways. Well, because the mother doesn't have the mitzvah chinuch, but whatever. I'm not sure exactly. Obviously, there's more to the story. Okay. Says it more further. Now, it's Beis Shammai says, okay, the Karb Maria. According to Beis Shammai, the Karb Maria is more important than the Karb Chagiga, and Beis Hill holds the Karb Chagiga is more important than it is. According to Beis Shammai, Haria, the Karb Maria should cost you, take Kesef, 2 coins, the 6 coins in a Salah, and he says 2/3 of a Salah of a Chagiga, more Kesef, Chagiga is a sixth, less. However, Beis Hillel, Haria Ma Kesef, the Ria is only a Ma, but the Chagiga is Tei Kesef. We'll see later the Machlekes. Rashi, Beis Shammai Emre Haria is Tei Kesef, Godel Habol Lehei Rois. If a Godel comes to be seen in the Beis Hamidosh, Tzarech Lahavi Oyla has to bring a carbon Oyla. Interesting, Rashi says, Godel Habol Lehei Rois. You're coming to be seen by the Eibishter. Because you see, it's very important, because Rashi should tell us later. What's the main mitzvah? That you should come and see, or that you should make an appearance so the Eibishter can see you? Why do you go there? The Ramban writes in the beginning about Midbar, why did Moshe Rabbeinu count all the Eden so that every Eden should be seen by Moshe Rabbeinu, should have a connection to the Nasi Adoy. There's an Inyan that every Eden, not that they should see, but that they should be seen by. And Rashi says here clear, Godel Habol Lehei Rois. Not that you're coming Ria, you're coming to see the Eibishter. No, you're coming to be seen. And that's important. That's what the mitzvah is all about, to be seen. And then this Rashi makes sense later on. It's not a oila. Yabin oila. Vein the pchusim shtei kesev. It's not less than 2 coins. Shtei mois kesev. Shein shlich din a third of a dinner. Shem avala yidben areika. The yal big marish shalom havi oila. Yabin oila. It says that you should come empty handed. Yabin an oila. Baba bishulay nit the baytayda shir chacham. Nit the shir. Not the baytayda shir. The baytayda chacham gave a shir. Veha chagiga. What's chagiga? Shalme chagiga. Chayavin hayechidim lahavi beregel. You have to bring in a separate carbon called chagiga. The yafin l'bishul bikin mechagaisim oisa chag l'Hashem. From that pasuk, the chag you should celebrate chag. What chag is literally a carbon.
So this carbon that a child brings, a chagiga, it becomes an adov.
It's not a chagiga. It's a riyah.
It doesn't make
chagiga.
Okay, so riyah. But it doesn't make chagiga. Like it is an adov because you can't have the first day yomtiv. So yeah. Then it goes into what? Into the gedder of tashlumin. Because he missed out the first day.
Yeah. He lacked.
So he has his 10 days.
That's right. 7 days. Yeah, 7 days. Yeah. Oh, the Zachman 10 is, yeah, but 7 days is tashlumin for carbon. Says the Gemara.
When they're saying these things, it really depends on the market price of the chemist.
No, we're talking about a minimum.
2 coins or
a minimum. Yeah. We'll see later. We'll test.
Sure, some years it fluctuated.
Hakei last year, mate. What
is. Imagine before you everybody wants behemoths.
And also, if there's a drought and if there's a.
Yeah. Hakoil, it says in the Mishnah, Hakoil, everyone's chayvri, and then the Mishnah itemizes who's chayv, so who's not, so who's left? What are you trying to add? Hakoil, I teach you, Misha Chetzia, Ever Vechetzim Echayin. Ever had two masters, and one of them set him free, so now one day he's a slave, and one day he's free. That person, you would have thought, should be potter from Ria, because we're going to force the master to set him free. Says the Gemara, Ravina, the Amar Ravina, who learns from the word that told you, Avodim Shadim Shechradim, that if you're not totally free, if you have free, you're potter. The Amar Shechetzim Shechradim, potter Naria. What does he do with the word Hakel? What is the Hakel Lasui? Lasui Mai. Lasui Echigid Beyem Rishon. Somebody's limping the first day. Then he's Pashid Beyem Shani, but he's healthy in the second day, that he should bring. Now, there's a machlekes gemara later on between Chizki and Rabbi Yechanan. How do we view the entire Yom Tov? We can only bring the first day, you can bring second, third. Is the pshat every day you have a new chiv of bringing a carbon? So if you don't do the first day, you can do it the next day. Or the pshat is no, you have a chiv the first day. But then you can make up the rest. But you can only make up that which you had a chiv on. But if you didn't have a chiv on the first day, what are you making up? So if you're a chigib yom rishon, you had no mitzvah of oiler regel of karmaria, and when it's pashad yom sheni, if you're tashlum in the rishon, what are you bringing? You have no makeup to anything. So says the Gemara, this would make sense that the Mishnah coming to teach you leman damer kul and tashlum, each one has their own chiyuv. Okay, then you chay. That's a chiddush. Leman damer kul and tashlum rishon. I'll make up the first one. Hakel Hashem, I will come teach you. And so what did he come teach you? Says the Gemara, la suye sume ba'achas be'eno. If you're blind on one eye, we know if you're blind on two eyes, you're potter. If you're blind on one eye. That you would have thought you're potter as well. So Kamarko, you'll see later, if you're deaf on one ear, you're potter. So if you're blind on one eye, we would have thought that you are a potter. Kamar Shavon, that you are chayiv.
What does hearing have to do with seeing?
We'll see later on. Rashi. The same thing by Havdalah. Havdalah, how do you view Havdalah till Tuesday night? Is the Pshat the Chiv Havdalah is Motzei Shabbos or all day Sunday? And Monday and Tuesday is a makeup? Or is the Pshat the Mitzvah of Havdalah is till Tuesday night? If you don't do it in Shabbos, the Shabbos Nach, do it Sunday. Do it on Sunday, do it Monday. And the Nafka Minah is, if a guy was an Oin in Motzei Shabbos, a guy has potter from Havdalah, does he have to make one after the Levaya? Or Sunday, or Monday, Tuesday, or not? If it's a makeup, no. If it's a Chiv, separate Chiv, yes. And then, the third opinion, that Sunday, the whole Sunday is a Chiv, and then afterwards is a makeup. Anyway, the same thing here. I'm my ben, I was a different. Chigib the Yem Rishon, you were limping the first day, when it's Pashad B'Yem Shem, you can help the second day. Ikiven, and that's the difference. Man, do I'm a cool and touch on the show, make up, Misha, Mechui, Berishan, Lehavi, Yavi, Bech, Beshayam. If you don't mean the first day, bring the rest of the day. Or Misha, and the Mechui, if you're not Chayv, and it's only the Shulim. Man, do I'm a Tashlum, and Zelaz, like some holes. Hachayv, Mutelas, I call Echad, Misha, Yam, every day, Vechi. But Loy, Allah, Rishan, Levad, it's not a make up. Hilchach, Af, Misha, Pot, Berishan, you pot them first, the need of Beshani, and if you're saying Chayv, Lehavi, bring. Vim, Loy, Yavi, Boy, Beyam, Yavi, Mach, Big tomorrow. Right, so it comes to teach you. You know what? You're blind in one eye, and it's not so poshut because the light of the mother, like I tan, is not follow the following tan. The tan we learned, Yoichanan ben the Havoy, I'm a mature Rabbi Yehuda. Yoichanan son the Havoy is an end Rabbi Yehuda. Sume ba'achad bein. If he holds, if you're blind on one eye, put nariya. You put nariya. How do I know? Shneim it says, Yira Yeirah. It says in the posse that 3 times a year Yeirah, you should be Yeirah, you should be seen. So we compare Yira, you should see. Just like the Eibishter comes to see you, that's how you come to be seen by the Eibishter. In other words, the Eibishter comes to see you. In other words, according to Rashi, the main mitzvah of Riyah is not your seeing the Beis HaMikdash. It's the Eibishter seeing you. So again, Rashi L'shitasi. So just like the Eibishter comes to see you. He's the Eibishter is a Muslim, there's no chsarin. So when you come to be seen by the Eibishter, you should also be no chsarin. You should be a Muslim. You should have both eyes functioning. The Eibishter comes to see you with his eyes. But after eyes, when you come make your appearance, b'shtei einav, Rashi. It says Yira. We read it Yira kos chulcha pnei adam. We read that what Yira kos chulcha pnei adam that they should be seen by the Eibishter. The mash adam roi zeh chine Yira kos Yira means the person who sees the Eibishter. Yira kos chulcha pnei adam mash mash adam boli roi zcha. Yira means you should make an appearance. Eibishter sees you. So hikish hakos of riyas chal riyas. The way you see the Eibishter, the way Eibishter sees you, that's how you should see the Eibishter. That's true, yeah.
Like Rashi, his opinion is that the Iker is Lehegro Ois.
That's right.
You have to be seen. What's the Nafkimin of the Summa? The Chayra Summa, even though he can't see.
But that's what Hekish, since it's a Ksiv, there's a Messiah and a, exactly a Ksiv. That to teach you that you have to be seen by the Eibishter in the same Muslim Shlemas like the Eibishter sees you. The Eibishter sees you, he's a Muslim, you have to be Muslim. And the Kvetch is on Yiddu, because that's the word that we use. He expects you to be seen by you. Takes and says, what do you mean the Eibishter comes to see you? The Eibishter is everywhere. Where does he come? So Takes is just opposite.
Yeah, but isn't he, I mean,
the word come.
I understand.
I understand. But the point of Takes argues a fundamental argument. What is the purpose of going to the Beis HaMikdash? Kontesa, the main purpose is that you should see the Beis HaMikdash. You should see the Eibishter. Kontarashi, the main purpose is that the Eibishter should see you. Where are you up to in the world? That's the fundamental difference in
so
the Hashkafa.
Will there be a difference in that Hekish?
No, he just learns all the way around. He learned just like you come. You come to see the Eibishter. How do you see? That you have
so
to
you
see have with two eyes. So therefore, the Eibishter should see also both eyes. The Eibishter comes to see you? Yeah, because that's the main purpose.
Like you said, the Eibishter is everywhere. He doesn't need to come to the Beis HaMikdash.
True, but of course, that's just an expression. I mean, you have to say it some way from talking to us humans. However, boys have another answer. So what are you telling me that the whole Hakol come teach you? A guy is blind in one eye. I say Hakol come and teach you. Go back to that first answer. But what do you mean? I casually ask a question that Ravina says that our Mishnah says by the word later on the Mishnah says about them that are not free. He means even halfway they're not free. They're potter. So how can you say that Hakol Chayov means the Chayiv? What's going on here? Like Kasha, can commission the Rishayna? Hill had an opinion first, and that was that an Eved, a Chetzi Eved Chetzi Mechayden is Potter, and then Kan Mechayden, then later Bishamai argued, and Hill from the rear missions we have, Hill changed his mind and agreed to Bishamai. Like what? That a Chetzi Eved Chayden, we forced the master to set him free, and therefore he's Takachayev. So the beginning of the Mishnah goes according to Hill after he changes his mind, and later on the Mishnah goes with Hill before he changes his mind. What's the story? Now we learn. You have two masters, one of them set you free. One day here, one day there. That's the words of Beis Hill. Rashi. Mishnah Rishayna, Koydim Shechazur Beis Hill for Hill changes. Mine, Lahoydas Kiddi Bisham, Pasla Bisham, I say for the Maslisan. The end of Mishnah, Tony, which says Chutzman Avodim Shechaina Mishacharam ever, that's not totally free. Duke Maravina Mishachar, even half free. Chetim Chaydin, the pot, Nishnis was learned, Koydim Shechazur, before he changed mine. Avala Acha Shahoydu Labisham, after you admitted Chiyesh, Al Bezin Loch of Sadina, we forced the master of Shachar, Havlakilam, Shukhar, Rajari Freed, the Chayv is Chayv, or Mishnah, Shanishnis, Lazazazim Kayim, Mishnah doesn't change. However, setting my right, you fixed up the master. The master is still, he's no worse than before. He worked for him every second day. He still works for him every second day. Of his atzmalati kant, but the Eved now is stuck. What do you mean stuck? Marry. How can he marry anybody? Lisa, who should he marry? Should he marry a maid because he's an Eved? And Yochli can't because this, the half of him that became free is now a Ged. Cannot marry a Shivch. Because there's like the Kadesh, the Bas Chaydin, ain't a Yochel. He can't marry a Jewish girl either. He's half a Yid, but he can't marry a Jewish girl because half of him is an Eved, and a woman like the Kadesh is not allowed to marry an Eved. Live Vatl, not to marry at all. The whole purpose of creation is Piri Vidivir. Shneimer says, like Toyu Brayla Shevi Tzara, the whole purpose of creation is to inhabit the world. Taisa explains why do we bring that Pasuk, not Peru, to Ruf from the Taita, is because. We're trying to explain here that it's not stam a mitzvah. It's an unbelievable mitzvah. Why are we forcing the mass of the free? And we're not allowed to, the mass is doing an aveira. You're not allowed to set free an eved. But because here we're talking about a massive mitzvah, then we do a small aveira to help someone else do a massive mitzvah. Number one. And number two, this is a mitzvah. This mitzvah of leid, of pruvu, which says Tesis and Bobasa, does not apply to an eved. So l'chayda, okay, the half-eat part has a mitzvah, but the half-eved doesn't have a mitzvah. So why are you forcing it to be freed? So we're looking for a mitzvah that even the half of the eved also has to do when he's stuck. He can't do it. Tesis here is mechadish, that the Mashal says the Tosafot Fus, I think, or Mishnah Melech says the Tosafot Fus, learns over here that a goy also has the mitzvah pruvu.
From this
Gemara right here.
From the
Taida, Pru Ravu, not the Taida. Pru Ravu from the Taida is also on, even though we had in Fashion Gemara and Hedin, that's not so. But Taish is clear here. Look at Taish like Taida, bro. The last six words were Oi Pru Ravu, Akulu Bnei Noyachsiv, Afle Knan. Everyone has this mitzvah. Yeah, everyone has this mitzvah. Yeah, okay. So what do we do to fix up the world? And we, even though a chetzi v'chem chayin can marry a mamzeres, we don't want to create more mamzerim in the world. So we have enough mamzerim already. Koyfin as a rabbi, we force his master va'oisa v'chayin, and he sets him free. I the rav, just the master just lost money. The koyse l'shtar a chetzi damav. So this slave then owes the master money, and eventually he'll pay him back. The Chozer Beisila B'Shamay Beisila agreed. So therefore, after Beisila agreed, then we force him to be free. Then he's Chayiv Taka. Even before he freed him, he's already Chayiv. Rashi. The Kantim Zabi Zabi Kantim Kol Tikon Zabi Kani. You fix up the master. After the Kantim Zabi Kani, well, you fix him up in Nisakim Mishra Mamen. Learn Nisakim B'Shamay. Even though you helped him out money wise, but how do you help out marriage wise? Lisa Shvini Yochel. Why not? The free side. Yochsev Layir Kaddish. He's not allowed to marry a Shivcha. Bas Chayid. Yid is not allowed to marry a Shivcha. Because he's an Eved. They're not created the world to be uninhabited. Elo l'shevi to be inhabited. Tony, we learned Chedesh Dumishen Katan. Chedesh Simon to Shevi Katan. Ma Shaitevi Katan. The Lab B'nei Day. You have no say. There's two kinds of Chedesh. There's a Chedesh who's deaf and dumb. There's a Chedesh who's either deaf or only dumb. A Chedesh generally is only deaf. Who's only dumb is Chayim Kolat Teir Kula. Except like Megillah thinks that you have to hear and he can't hear. But the Chedesh that is deaf and dumb is Pater because we say he never learned. If he never learned, he's no different than a Shaitiv Katan. Machlek is in the Shaini. What happens if he was born all right and then later on in life he became deaf and dumb? How do we view that? But because he did learn once.
There are people that they can't hear without hearing aids, but with hearing.
That's something else. Like Helen Keller.
Yeah.
So a woman who was deaf and dumb and everything else, and she was able to teach us and blind, taught us of everything.
But do you know why? Because she remembered the word water when she was a real little baby before she got sick or whatever. She remembered the word water, and that's what started.
She heard sounds.
She could hear it. Yeah, she heard the hand. She said water. So now the woman could teach her that this is what water is, and therefore all the other words follow from that.
Okay, interesting. Ma shaitivik cotton the lab b'nei day have no seichel av cheresh. What kind of cheresh we're talking about? The lab bar day who has no seichel. The kamashmalan come teach you kiritnan. And we learned cheresh dibru chacham b'chamakum. Whenever chacham say cheresh shaitivik cotton, you should know we're talking about she'ena shemeya ve'ena medabe. Cannot hear, cannot speak. But if you can speak, does it can hear? Or shemeya, if you can speak, it cannot hear. Must be that he was able to hear once upon a time. Otherwise, how in the world can he speak? But or shemeya dabed, he can hear, but he cannot speak. Chayiv, he's taka chayiv in kolot terukula. Rashi. Whenever we compare it to shaita, the poitra to exempt him, like dibru, we're talking about mimisha, ena shemeya, the ena medabe, can't hear or see, speak. We have a kaimelon, the mimisha, ena shemeya, medabe, the lab benedi, have no seichel. What about medabe, the ena shemeya? A medabe, the shemeya, chilosei haipekech, must be that he was intelligent first. Ad shalomed ledabe, how well did he learn how to speak? The Gemara couldn't, in those days, they didn't have mitzvahs that you can learn to speak if you can't hear. So Gemara vaiter tanina laha. This supports what we learned at the Rabbanon. Hamedabe v'enishmei, you can speak and you cannot hear. Zeu cheresh, that's called deaf. Shoy meya v'medabe, if he speak, you cannot. If you can hear, you cannot speak. Zeu ilam, you're stum, you're mute. Zev zeh, either one. If you only have one deficiency, harihen ke pikchin l'chol, they are considered pikech. They're intelligent. Chayiv kol ha-mitzvos. Umemai says the Gemara. How do we know the medaber ve'ena shemei? If you can speak, but you cannot hear, that's also chedesh. And shemei medaber ilim. How do you know this is called a chedesh? This is called ilim. So Gemara says the chesiv. How chedesh means deaf and ilim means dumb. The chesiv it says ba'ani kechedesh. I am like a chedesh. Like what? Like Eshra, I cannot hear. Klar, that what's Chedesh? Can't hear. Then it says in the pasuk, Uki Ilaim, like a mute. La Yiftach Piva, cannot open my mouth. Clear that Ilaim is Shtum. Ibai Seime, or I can tell you the word Ilaim is made up of two words. Kida Amri Inchi, people say, what is the word Ilaim? That Ishtakel Melulei. Lame is from the word Mel and Al, that has no words left. Words can't come out of his mouth. That's how I know Ilaim is dumb, mute. Rashi. He lost his words. Okay. 15 to Mr. on Thursday.